Well, today the church invites us to remember two of the great Eastern doctors of the church, St. Basil and St. Gregory, who, by the way, were the closest of friends. They met while they were studying in Athens and Caesarea, and for the rest of their lives, they not only had a deep and abiding friendship with one another, but indeed, as St. John said in that first reading, they abided very deeply in the Lord. So I want to think about that reading from 1 John for a minute and then tie it into these two remarkable men. What is St. John getting at? Well, he is having to respond to an early false teaching in the church called Gnosticism. The word Gnostic means knowledge. And the Gnostics believed that they had a secret knowledge, a special knowledge that was only known to those who were initiated in their kind of secret sect. And so when in the reading, St. John says this to us, we understand it a little bit more if we appreciate it in relation to the Gnostics. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. He that has the Son has eternal life. And so here St. John is saying there is something that has been publicly declared, the nature of who Jesus Christ is, as the Son of the Father. And allow this to abide in you throughout the course of your whole life. And if you do, says St. John, then you do not have to listen to the teaching of the Gnostics. Because you could read that and say, when John says you don't need to have any teachers, what he means is you don't need to listen to the false teachers. What you want to do is to abide in him who is the Son. For whoever has the Son has the Father. Whoever has the Father has the Son. The word that John uses for abide is the word tabernacle. It's also used in his gospel when he says, he who is full of grace and truth dwelt among us. And so what St. John is wanting to celebrate for us today is this understanding that when we know the Father, when we know the Son, it's because we know the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For it is the Holy Spirit himself who is the true teacher. It is the Holy Spirit who has and continues to teach the church down through the centuries, as he indeed did in the fourth century. St. Basil, St. Gregory were born around the year 330. This was a time in the church's life, you've probably heard this term before, where the Arian heresy was very predominant. And Arianism was a form of Gnosticism. It was a false teaching. And the thing about the Arian heresy was the following. The Arians claimed that Jesus was not fully God. That he was the highest creature created by God, but he's not God. Now, with that in mind, listen to these words from today's first reading. My little ones, who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. Clear definition of the Antichrist, the one who denies Christ. And so both Basil and Gregory realized that Arianism was an anti-Christian teaching. And they gave the whole of their lives to this beautiful articulation of the relationship that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in one of his writings, St. Basil speaks about the interrelationship between the Blessed Three this way. I'm now quoting directly from him. As we speak of the worship in the Son, because the Son is the image of God the Father. So here, Basil says that the Son is the true image, the full representation of the Father. And then he goes on to say of the Holy Spirit, so we speak of the worship in the Spirit because the Spirit is the manifestation of the divinity of the Lord. Now, what does Basil mean to say that the Spirit is the manifestation of the divinity of the Lord? Well, he goes on to tell us in the next sentence, through the light of the Spirit, we behold the Son. So it is the Holy Spirit who enlightens our minds and our hearts so that we can behold the Son. And then listen to what Basil says about Jesus, who is the splendor of the glory of God. Do you hear how contrary that is to Arianism? He's the splendor of God's glory. And the Son is the very stamp of the Father. We are led to him who is the source, that is the Father. We are led to the Father who is the source, both of his stamp, who is the Son, and its seal, who is the Holy Spirit. So if the Son is the stamp, the very representation of the Father, the Holy Spirit is the seal. What does that mean? Well, what was a seal used for in ancient times, and what is it used for today? When a seal is put on a letter, it is to authenticate it. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal who in our hearts authenticates for us that we know the true nature of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what St. John, St. Basil, and St. Gregory would have us all understand, as we continue to live in this world, just as Jesus dwells in the tabernacle of every Catholic church, he desires to dwell within each one of us, to abide in us. And the more we allow him to do so, the more we will be able to take to heart the last part of today's epistle. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. Every time in the Eucharist, Jesus is revealed to us. But that day will come when he will be fully revealed. And if you and I have spent the whole of our earthly life in adoration of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then we will be living in line with St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory, and we will indeed know the friendship of God.